This is 1-2 Radio on Easter Monday, changing the way you listen to the world and you eat chocolate. This is Erica Longdon. You are with Tune In with Erica. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to share this day with you. I always enjoy Easter, whether you celebrate it or not. It has an uplifting feel to it, I think. It's a time of the year when hopefully the sun comes out, and actually today it has. In Cornwall, we actually have sun. Our webbed feet are slowly going away. And I had a rainbow go right into the ocean this morning because, you know, spring showers. You have sunshine, you have showers. It's that kind of, it's that time of year, and I just wanted to share the joy of it with you. Also, I have to say, if you've seen Mark Husson's moment of the day, his astrology, if you haven't, go and take a look on YouTube as well, because my goodness, all that fire that is in the air, my goodness, it's the moon is in Sagittarius. Yay, my favorite sign. And I was looking at the moon last night. I was blessed. It was a very clear night and the moon was shining down the water, and actually it was still on the water this morning. And I thought, how weird. There are four human beings up there in a little kind of metal capsule, just going around that. We live in extraordinary times. So good morning to you. Good morning. I can see people are coming in the chat room. So let me just get myself organized. I'm glad someone else has remembered I'm on air, because I nearly didn't. It's been that kind of day, but it's great. I absolutely love it. Okay, let's take a look at who's in this chat room. Good morning to Maureen Whitevarner, my lovely Libra sister. You would like a message. I will be doing readings for the day. Underneath that, if you're looking on the Facebook page in 1-2 Radio, you'll see I've put a picture of the rainbow I was gifted. Oh, Pamela Snow has seen it and likes it. Yeah, it was special. I didn't go swimming for the pot of gold. I reckon the fishes probably needed that. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth Holliwatty. Also enjoyed the rainbow. Looking forward to what the angels have to say. A good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's literally up the road from me in Cornwall. Thank you for joining me. You want a card too. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. Rainbows, we need rainbows. May I have a card, please? Absolutely. Yes, of course you can. And to Pamela Snow again, gorgeous rainbow. You love them, especially when you get to see them in person. They are very special. I'm going to take you through my April starscopes as well. If you want to read them, they are, of course, on the front page of 1-2 Listen, along with that amazing gratitude board. And on days like today and the energy like today, the gratitude board is so powerful. Gratitude is such an empowering energy, and that board is free. So if there's something in, with all this fire energy about today, especially with the moon in Sagittarius, Zeus energy, positivity, go and put it on the gratitude board. And you have 50 odd advisors. When I say odd, possibly an odd number, rather than they are odd. Sorry, my colleagues, you know what I mean. I'm feeling slightly crazy today. Go and put a message on the gratitude board. You'll see also all the horoscopes there. You'll see my starscopes. You'll also find them on the front page of 1-2 Listen. I'm obviously slightly dotty today. Yay, let's hear it for being slightly mad today, like a mad March hare. Okay, Maureen Whitevarner, you would like a message, so let's have a look. I also want to say Murphy's Law, I'm expecting two guests to turn up today who are going to cat sit for me. I'm hoping they won't turn up in the middle of this show, but if they do, you'll hear. I'll let you know. Okay, Maureen, good morning to you. Let's tune into the energies. And there we go. And I tune in properly. What do I get for you? I get a lovely earth card. Very tactile. A beautiful golden fairy. When I get the two of earth, it's the duality. It's either that you're trying to do too much, there's too much going on, or it's saying, you're being a little bit too serious. Today's the day for a little bit of frivolity, for a playful approach. So if you're thinking about, Maureen, what you're going to do next week, because after Easter Monday, you know, the working week comes back in and you're already running the to-do list, stop running the to-do list and just have a little bit of fun. The to-do list's going to be there tomorrow morning. So just enjoy the day, Maureen. Okay, working my way through, I come to Tara next. You want to hear what the angels have to say. I have my angel tarot. That's the deck I'm using. It's not the wisdom deck. It's the straight angel tarot. And that it's running very well today. That came flying out of the deck. An air card. The swords suit, if you like your standard tarot. This is the Knight of Air. Decisions. I mean, his horse, his unicorn is rearing up. He's raring to go. It means that things are going to happen very quickly. And because it's the suit of air, the swords, this is to do with conversations, thoughts. So if you're having conversations with people today, especially people perhaps you wouldn't normally meet because it's Easter Sunday and everybody's in different places, just take time to evaluate very carefully what people say and maybe read between the lines. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who will be smiling because the sun's out, and I know she loves the sun. She would like a card too, so here we go. Jennifer, what... No, that's half the deck, angels. Let's do that one again. So let's do that one again. Focus properly, Erica, and get a card for Jennifer. That's better. Nice major arcana card, number 4 in the major arcana, the Emperor. In my deck, it's Archangel Michael looking very cute. It's about organization. It's about logic. It's about structure and discipline. Basically, call on Archangel Michael if you need to get your act together. He's very, very good at organization. It's the divine masculine, but not in a patriarchal way. It's in a paternal, caring way. So that kind of energy is wrapped around you. So if you need his help, Jennifer, call him in. Jean McIntosh, rainbows. May I have a card, please? I don't know if you had that song in the States. Maybe you did, not sure. Good morning to Joni Thompson, who's just come in the room. We had it by Cilla Black. You'll forgive me if I sing. I'm not a great singer. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow too. I feel like singing today. Yeah, rainbows. So, Jean McIntosh, there we go. We have a card for you. A Knight of Fire. Well, that's perfect for today. The sky is full of fire and we're in Aries. This is about being passionate about something. Maybe feeling incredibly restless. I don't know what your personal chart is like, but with all this fire, maybe it has made you impatient and restless, and I want to get this done. Or maybe it's fired you up to actually tackle something that you haven't dealt with and you've kind of put off for a long time. I had one of those today. I finally dealt with some DIY that's been driving me mad. So I hope that's helpful. Pamela Snow, good morning. Talking about lovely rainbows. Good morning to Quelly, who's in the room. Easter blessings to you too. Good morning to Joni. I just saw you come in. You would like a card. Looking for what's best for all. Changes are coming. Oh, yes, they are, Joni. So, angels, what would you say to Joni? What would be useful? Okay. That was half the deck. So let's try that one again. Clear the deck. If that happens, just clear your deck. When you're reading, if you suddenly get half the deck, it's my angels just saying, would you focus, please? Right, actually, they were right the first time. It was on the top of the deck. It was just stuck. Another air card, the swords. Lots of unicorns on my deck because it's a beautiful deck and uses unicorns and not weapons of war, although it represents the swords. And this is the Eight of Air. Now, when I see this, it's always about illusion. It's what us thinking, because it's swords, about what the world is presenting to us or what it looks like. But actually, that may or may not be true. It is a presentation of what the world looks like. So if things are pushing your buttons today, Joni, or these changes are pushing your buttons and you're worried about what they will mean, just know that worry is an illusion, and also worry robs us of our peace of mind. Worrying about the future just simply robs us of the present. So I would say lots of breathing exercises. When I see an eight and saying it's illusion, it means it's going to be all right. Just take it a day at a time, step at a time. And finally, in this run at the moment, and then I must do these starscopes, is Lynn. Good morning to you. You would like a card? Of course you may. I will come back in the chat room later and do more cards, but I must get on with the starscapes as well. So let's just have a look. There we go. So a card for Lynn, please. Clear the deck. What can we come up with? There we go. That's better. We've got this Knight of Fire back again, this restlessness, this impetuousness, this passion, this drive. Also time pressure. What I'm drawn to when I see this card the second time, my eyes go to the phrase that it's maybe there's somebody pushing you for an answer to something. And if that is the case, the meaning on that card is take your time. Take a breath if you feel you're being pushed into a decision and you're not ready to take it yet. So hopefully that will be helpful. I can see people coming in the room. I will go in there and do some more readings, but I do want to get through the starscopes. So here we go. My starscopes, as you know, are an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and angelic guidance. I used my angel tarot for this one, and also I was so guided to have the dragons. April is ruled over by Asmodel, the angel of patience and practicality, and therefore is the ruler of the sun sign Taurus. So let's start with the Aries people. And I've done a different dragon for each sign. So the dragon is, for you, is the Avery matriarch. Gosh, she's powerful. Guides you to release old patterns, particularly ancestral patterns. Huge change is happening and it's time to let go of the old ways that are no longer relevant. Allow yourself to transform and change internally, and you'll find the changing world has less impact and is actually less challenging. So be mindful where you place your focus. Taurus, the fiery black dragon Oberon, advises you to get out of your head and connect more with your body. Get grounded, get in touch with nature. Get out of the spin. Your thoughts, which attach to those agendas that world events try to impose on you, could leave you feeling trapped and unable to act. And you might find yourself struggling about knowing how to express your feelings. So embrace your inner wisdom and listen to your body. He or she will let you know when you are authentic and true to yourself and when you're getting caught up in the spin. That was Taurus. Bear with me. My mouse is having a moment and refusing to page down. Come on, you can do it, Mouselet. Come on, you can do it. There we go. Gemini. A galactic dragon you have. Actramis, one of my favourites, who connects to the Arcturian peacekeepers of the galaxy, asks you to find that higher perspective in yourself. Lift up above the illusions of daily life to see events as higher beings do. And this allows you to employ discernment without judgment. It's a matter of focus and a desire for a more heartfelt way of life. Adjusting your perception in this way will also open up new possibilities and allow positive change to approach. Cancerian crabs, the wise and majestic soul guardian dragon, has appeared to remind you that you are never alone in your journey through the lifetimes you've experienced. All you need to do is ask, and he will draw your soul's knowledge and wisdom together. Life is moving so fast. So many opinions are thrust towards you, and what counts is how they feel. Now, you're good at feelings, Cancer. There's a wisdom saying, if something is neither kind nor compassionate, then it is not worth the dignity of your thoughts. So don't feel threatened by change. Change is natural, eternal, and often for the better. Trust in the process of life. Leo, the immensely wise dragon Mordwin, comes to you to remind you that you are the master of your own destiny. You stepped into this incarnation with a role to perform, and it is time for you to claim that power and shine your light in whatever unique way you can. So don't underestimate what you can achieve. Even tiny actions can have huge consequences. This is skilled work and also life lessons, all in one package. Virgo, the earth dragon, Hern, brings you the message to slow your life down. All life has its cycles, the Earth, the galaxies, and you. So if you're constantly spinning too fast, you will lose focus and miss much of the journey. He says, wax and wane like the moon. Take some pauses to evaluate and integrate and allow yourself time to fall in love with daily moments. Libra, the Earth Keeper, is one of the oldest dragons. Gaia comes to remind you to stand up for what you find in your heart to be true. She will stand with you. Call on her when working with a new project or working with a group to ground the energy and make it fruitful. And this energy, with this energy, great victories are possible and much wisdom can be accrued. And this also includes the wisdom to accept help from others. Do not focus on what doesn't work. Instead, be open to alternatives. So paging down to find Scorpio, the powerful green dragon, the healer, would like to remind you that in order to flow well in this world, you need to take care of yourself so that you may assist others. You're in charge of your time, so consider your options carefully. Stand your ground and know your worth. Being overstretched and stressed serves nobody. So Sagittarius, you have the guardian dragon Delphin with your message, and he is not mincing his words. You can choose to heal and be healed, or swim in the riptides. As the oceans can cleanse or claim lives, you are faced with a similar choice. This is not a judgment. There's nothing wrong. You've faced joys and difficulties in your life, and it's time to forgive and move on. Life is a glorious gift, so be confident and live to your full potential. It's a matter of focus and the heart's intention. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking for a new home, bon voyage. Capricorn, you have a grandmaster dragon, Serene, who is connected to, and I was about to tell you before my screen just completely refreshed itself, who's connected to Mother Mary. Her energy is like the kiss of the morning sun or a gently lapping wave, and she would like to reassure you that life is going to settle down if it's been a bit turbulent of late. Do not be rushed. Take time to make decisions. Find the balance between fate and freedom and surrender to what is out of control and just embrace what you can. Aquarius, the Earth Walk Dragon Transformation is alongside you. He looks like a magnificent dragon butterfly, and his message is that you are ready to emerge from the chrysalis and fly. Now, perhaps you'll be a quieter version of you, but infinitely more powerful. Exciting opportunities await. View your new life with awe and wonder. Fall in love with all it brings and beat your beautiful wings and make waves. And finally, Pisces, your dragon, Syngold, is the dragon of gratitude, and he would like to see you smile, a deep smile from within. Review your life to date and find things to be grateful for. Life is always a balancing act, so let go of what cannot be changed and make space for what is to come. Trying to control or block life's many paths will only bring you stress. Pretending there is no problem will do the same. Be open, be honest, be flexible, and just flow. There you go. Those are the starscopes. You'll find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen and also on my website, angelhandsheal.com. I have a few minutes left, and I'm just popping back into this Facebook chat room because I can see that there are more messages. So bear with me while I do the Facebook dance and get it the right way up so that I can see everybody's lovely faces and everybody's lovely comments. My mouse is just having a very bad day today. My cat Merlin is sitting at the side. Maybe he's making my mouse nervous. Okay, let's have a look down here who I'd spoken to. I'd got as far as Lynn. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Mark Husson. Perfect horoscope for Cancer. Mark, I'm delighted. And as you know, it's my rising sign. So you might like to do that, actually. This show will go to replay as soon as I can get it up on demand. So if you were listening to your sun sign, you might like to go back and listen out for your moon sign and also your rising sign, because that will give you a broader picture of what is going on in life. Okay, I have a few minutes left. I am looking at the clock. Don't forget, of course, Mark Husson is coming up next with the Mark Husson Astrology Hour. I just love that. It makes sense of the week for me. Mark, I just sent your morning YouTube message to my sister-in-law, who's a Taurus. She went, oh my God, thank goodness for that. So, yeah, it's good news for Taurus. You can explain why in your show. Let me just pull you a card if you're listening on demand or on the replay, and or you just simply can't get in the Facebook chat room. I keep forgetting, I must say good morning to Polly Ford, who's also over here in the UK, and also to Erin, who I know quite often listens but doesn't come into the chat room. So this is for you, wherever you are, whenever you are, on Easter Monday. Let's see, how can we tap into some nice energy? What a nice card. I have the Queen of Earth. It's a luscious card, this one. The Queen of Earth is thoughtful, creative, warm, sensible. She's absolutely the person you want in the kitchen, because she's fabulous in the kitchen and she's great at growing things. She has that kind of touch. She's almost like a female Midas touch. She's great at making time for people around her. She's great at taking a sensible approach when everybody else is rushing around like headless chickens. She can deal with challenges while simultaneously cooking a meal and probably painting a picture as well. She's that kind of woman. So we have that energy about us of, again, it came up in quite a lot of the starscopes. Do not buy into the illusion of spin, of what we are told to think. And we are told what to think a lot of the time. So just take a nice, deep, grounding breath. That's what this Queen of Earth would do. And she would see, is it kind? How does it help? What matters most? Or does the thought pattern just make matters worse? And that just helps us to ground and come back into our bodies. I think that was a saying for Taurus as well. So I'm just going to do one more card for the whole of the week. So how are we going to deal with this week? In a week when we've got people flying around the moon. I mean, how extraordinary is that? Whether you agree, and I have friends I know who don't agree, who think that it's a lot of money and we could be doing fixing things on Earth. Indeed we could, but mankind has always explored, and we always will. We will always push the boundaries and frontiers, and frankly I'd rather be doing that than aggressive things. Let's leave it at that. So in this extraordinary week where we've got humans yet again leaving Earth and exploring and pushing the boundaries, I have a card, and it's a water card. Water cards are beautiful, they're heartfelt, and this one has an archangel, actually it's Archangel Michael, riding a very willing dolphin. And this is about falling in love with life. If you're looking to be proposed to, it's a wedding proposal, but it's falling in love with life. It's invitations, it's parties, it's getting together with friends, it's sharing those moments that make our hearts sing. Little moments, big moments, all moments, put them all together. It's the real feel-good factor card. So I hope that is a great card to end this show on and wrap things up. Yep, I am coming up on time. So thank you so much for taking time on Easter Monday when you could have been out and about doing something else and eating Easter eggs. Eat one for me. It has been a pleasure to share this time with you. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, enjoy falling in love with life. Lots of love to you. Take care and bye-bye for now.